Blog Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Wish you a merry, well, safe and happy Christmas, whatever you can get down to do for Christmas. Consider it an enormous task. I'm having my, let's just say there's some problems surrounding me medically. As I say, shit happens. Um, That's why I haven't been around. But here I am. I'm all jittery and can't think of what I'm supposed to be doing. So it goes and it comes. I just wanted to fill up some space. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I'll try to talk as long as I can. May not be long. But there's always a little music. Let's try a little Christmas for now. Find something else to drink.
So, Liza, what is the strangest gift you've ever gotten for Christmas? Something you wanted to re-gift.
Oh, yeah. Box of lip gloss and makeup and nail polish and stuff. Stuff I would, like, never use.
So, Janine, what is the most turkey you've ever eaten at a Thanksgiving sitting?
Probably 4 pieces of turkey.
So, how describe the size of those 4 pieces.
I'll say 2 inches by 2 inches.
So, Lily, have you ever been turkey hunting?
I have.
So, did you ever catch a turkey?
Yes.
And did you eat it?
Yes.
And what did you think of that compared to, like, a butterball?
I thought the turkey I shot was better than the store-bought one.
So, Alex, have you ever seen Santa come down the chimney?
No, I don't. No. Whippy.
Does he eat your cookies every time?
I do, yeah.
What's his favorite kind of cookie? Okay. Thank you. Hi, John. How are you?
Yeah, good.
So, John, what's the best gift you've ever given anybody for Christmas? It really just, like, you saw their heart open up.
I think it was last Christmas. I gave one of my parents figurines that they had in their chest. I took it out and I gave it to a teenage girl that I am friends with, her stepmother. And I gave this figurine that used to belong to my parents to her for a Christmas present.
And did you cry?
I think she was happy, yes. It's, the figurine said happy on it. It was a little girl. It was a figurine of a little girl, and it said happy on it.
Hi, Christopher. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So, do you like New Year's?
Yeah.
What's the favorite thing you've ever done for New Year's Eve?
I remember that. At Christmas time, my aunt knows presents, and she's died long ago when she does it.
Oh. Hi, Philip. How are you today?
I'm good.
So tell us how in Ethiopia they celebrate Christmas better than they do here.
It's a lot different than, there's, they interact with the people, you know, a lot of, food and interaction, there's some music, you know, all the culture way here, but here is just most likely people like to open the gift. And I seen that, it's like, Christmas, just a little bit. It's a lot different here than there. But.
So what would you say the overlining feeling, what people are giving emotionally, different?
I think it's there is like the interact with the people and like engaging and the neighbors, and they have a campfire outside and they have like the butchering huge giant cows, you know, it's just like that they have like a whole meat stay for a week, some of their food like for like a couple of weeks, and then they eat raw meats, like all that stuff is pretty yeah, they have such a good connection in the system.
Hi, Matthew. How are you today?
Great.
So, are you looking forward to Christmas?
Yes.
So, what are you hoping to get for Christmas this year?
Full house.
Full house? What do you mean?
Watch it.
So you don't care about gifts? Who are you going to watch it with?
My sister.
You're looking forward to spending time with your sister?
Yes.
Is she nice to you?
Yes.
So what are you going to eat for Christmas dinner, you think?
Ham.
So you're looking forward to the ham? You like ham?
Yeah.
You like mashed potatoes and gravy?
I do.
Pumpkin pie?
Yes, I do.
You're going to eat all those things?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a good Christmas, okay?
Thanks.
Hey, Doran, long time no see.
I know, right?
So, are you going for a record?
Yes.
Okay. So, curious, you play an instrument.
Yes.
Do you know how to play any Christmas songs on that instrument?
I do.
What songs do you play?
Jingle Bells and The Time We Wish for Merry Christmas. That song.
Noel.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you can bring that in before the holidays? Maybe play something?
Up here?
Yeah, we'll put you on TV.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. So tell everybody what you play. They're out there listening, wondering what you play.
I play accordion.
Yeah. And how hard is that to learn to play?
12 years.
12 years?
Yes.
So are you a professional accordion player?
Yeah.
All right. So do you want to make a living at that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas. So here we go. So how are you doing today?
Well, not too good. My left eye's really giving me problems.
And so you don't like Christmas either, huh? So what can we do to make Christmas better? What could you do to make it better?
I don't know. There's not much. I don't have that much family left. Christmas doesn't mean anything to me anymore. I didn't really celebrate Christmas last year. It was 2 years.
So maybe you need to start a new tradition that's just Judy's. Maybe get some friends and do something crazy for Christmas. You ever thought of that? Something that you really like?
No.
Well, what do you really like? What do you like to do? If you could get a bunch of friends together, what would you like to do?
I don't have no idea.
So you guys got to think. So what would be fun for me? And then you get your friends together, maybe that could be your new tradition for Christmas, something that you can do to have some fun. Because Christmas is about fun and being with friends, right?
Yes, but...
It can be fixed. Don't go but. So I'm going to help you think. Maybe we can help before the year's up. We can have everybody think of something fun. So you've got to come up with three things that are fun for you between now and Christmas.
I don't have no idea.
But you'll be something.
The holidays doesn't mean that much to me. It's going to be going on for 3 years, and the holidays doesn't mean anything to me anymore.
Okay, well, we're going to see if we can fix that, okay?
Because I don't have that much family left. My oldest.
It's still on. And I'm still alive. I guess. What's up, Lefty? My three cats. Behavior and emotional changes after brain injury. It's an interesting subject. Here somewhere. I think I can figure out how to still play Christmas music, but... Brain injuries are real. Brain injuries are real. You put it all together and you come back down sometimes. I battled Corona, well, my whole neighborhood. 8 of the 10 houses on this block. Oh, we've had about a 3-week run as Indiana's got red hot, according to our governor. Yeah, certainly been smoking red hot here in Lower Wayne County. Thank you, Miss Kim Justice. I'm ranting through Christmas music because my stereo system is, well, I got a Chromebook. Hi, Chromebook. All I want for Christmas is life to get better. What do you think, Craig? What do you want?
It's been years since I have felt this cold. Man, I wish I was younger, back when dreams were easy to hold. And a photograph of family takes me back to a Christmas of before. And I know I don't wanna be alone, 'cause I hear them calling me back home. I don't need a pony, no, I don't need a bike. I don't need Rudolph to brighten up the night. I don't need no presents or the mistletoe. No, I don't even really need. All I want this year is to be back home. Yesterday's gone, tomorrow will last. We'll be reminded in the future of the past. Waiting so long just to come home. I don't need no Christmas cards, I don't need a tree. I don't need to leave Santa anymore to eat. I don't need a chimney or stocking stuff for. No, I don't care if he leaves cold. No, oh, all I want for Christmas is to be back home.
I'm trying, people. I love you. I hope you can hang out with me for this is a rough deal. I don't wish it on my. Well, it sucks. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking, I'm running through the... Joey giggles. I remember when he filled in for me when I went to the nursing home. That was a few years ago. He's been around a bit. Rock on, Joey giggles. I miss Kim Justice. I miss Les Morgan. I haven't talked to him in a long time. I had a brief chat with Craig back before he got sick. And what an ugly world it has turned with COVID. Don't worry, I do not plan on it taking me out. It's not in the plan. I fought too hard, too long, and the whole world beat around me, worked their butt off to ensure that I'm here. I mean, I was. You're strong. I ran into some personal issues that ended up but you folks are what matter. You folks in your recovery stage of understanding is what matters. Thank you. Thank you for thanking you. Does that work that way? I still have some political unhumor I'm going through now. I've been going through it for months. I was involved in it too long, and I watched the world go hateful. Just literally hateful. Everybody was concerned about a civil war, and I guess it's in the realm of possibilities, but what country are you going to fight for? Where are you going to run to? What houses are you going to destroy as they're destroying the one that you're in, your bunker? There's no north and south. There's no highlanders and lowlanders. We created the American people. Now we're going to have to get it straight. There's a lot of diversity to still to work on, provided these ways of this pandemic don't eliminate the masses. Everything's better, everything's worse. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. This is the latest I've been up in probably 3 months or more. My new life, my new caregiver, my new world. She's here 6 or 7 hours in the daytime and 2 hours a night to put me to bed. She's a fine little adorable caregiver, mother of two adorable little girls. She works her butt off. Couldn't you imagine having me as your primary job? She takes care of some other clients, as they call us, from time to time. I don't let them fill up the hours on me completely yet. Just making my normal statement. I've enjoyed the times on Brain Injury Radio with the amount and the masses and the conversations and the meetings. It's been a fascinating world, and I'm not giving up the ship. I'm just saying it's been fascinating. I've had too many thumps in the last 4 or 5 years to be going as strong as I did the first 6. God bless you, Kim Justice. I have no idea how you keep up the pace that I guess we've created. We can't keep up with you, girlfriend. About Christmas music. I want to wish you all a happy new year, primarily. Christmas is going to be what it is. New Year's Eve is going to be what it is. I know with my grandson Alistair, we're tremendously looking forward to next year. Get to go on the baseball diamond with.
It's been years since I have felt this cold. Man, I wish I was younger, back when dreams were easy to hold. And a photograph of family takes me back to a Christmas of before. And I know I don't wanna be alone.